Welcome to A Spectator's Guide to World Religions. My name is Ryan McBride, and I will be journeying with you as we investigate the nature, development, and influence of the five major world religions. This series of A Spectator's Guide to World Religions is brought to you by Simon Smart and the people at Christian Education Publications. In this series, we will investigate the ways people identify with or belong to a religion. We will meet five different adherents to five major world religions. When we do this, we will learn about the origins and variations of their religions, their beliefs and teachings, what sacred texts, sacred stories, and the sacred writings they use. We will learn about their rituals and practices, and even the experiences that these people have. We will learn about the significant people who belong to the various religious traditions, and we will look at the ethics and morals that exist within each of the five major world religions. In this episode, we will meet Shaini Savignanam. Shaini is a Hindu. So, welcome, Shaini.
Thank you, Ryan.
Shaini, you migrated to Australia with your family from Sri Lanka in 1996. Was it your intention or your family's intention to bring your Hindu faith with you to Australia?
Yes, I can't even imagine not being a Hindu. It is a thing that gives me a direction in life. Without it, I would be confused. Yeah.
You are from a family of five who came to Australia under the Australian government's skilled migration program. Since arriving in Australia, what have you been doing?
Well, Ryan, I was at school and then university. At 23, I joined the workforce as an actuarial analyst.
Aha! Were there many adjustments that you had to make when joining the Australian culture?
Oh, yes. There was much stricter discipline in my Sri Lankan school. And of course, I had to learn a new language, which was, of course, difficult, you know.
Yes. So, would you say that overall your experience has been a good one?
Yes, I mean, I have thrown myself into the Australian way of life. I play video games, I love music, and I'm currently learning the veena. You know, the veena, this is a very large Indian instrument. It's like a guitar, although very big, much bigger than a guitar. You have to sit down to play it. Also, I'm highly involved in the community. I teach human values at my local worship center, where the program usually focuses on character education, mainly truth, right conduct, love, peace, and non-violence. Currently, I'm studying for a diploma in education and human values. I really like to be involved in voluntary services, such as visits to nursing homes and teaching new migrants computing skills.
Aha. So, Shaini, it is clear that you're living a full life. It's obvious by all those things you're doing. Mm-hmm. And your Hindu faith is an important part of who you are. Can you share with us something of what your Hindu faith means for you?
Yes, of course. I mean, my Hindu faith helps me explain and makes sense of, for example, the idea of reincarnation helps to, how do I say it? Well, let's just say the idea of reincarnation helps to explain some mysteries of life.
Right, yes.
It helps understand the inequalities, why some people are disabled and other people are poor. Hinduism is about trying to live the right way, you know. Mm-hmm. There is a cosmic reaction to all actions in life. If I do the wrong thing, I will pay for it. There will be a cost.
Ah, does right behavior bring a reward?
Yeah. And the only way to escape the reincarnation and the constant cycle of being born and reborn is to surrender to God's will. To merge with God, actually. This is self-realization.
Oh, so you are saying that escaping this life remains the ultimate goal for Hindus, and that people of the Hindu faith want to be released from the suffering of the world.
Yes, that's right. We are looking for escape. When you merge with God, you will experience bliss.
I see. So, Shaini, I'm interested to learn about the Hindu understanding of suffering, especially because suffering is so much a part of life and a significant part of the Hindu tradition.
Yes. So for us, suffering is a result of karma. Suffering is just a perception. Great people are able to direct and control their thoughts and understanding, so that suffering is merely just a perception of the mind. Mm. It was like last year when I didn't have a job. I mean, I was suffering, right? But it was more the way I perceived the situation. A lot of it is about controlling your thoughts, you see.
Ah, so is there real suffering or is it all a perception?
Really just a perception, nothing else.
I see. Are you saying that your Hindu faith affects the way you view the world and especially other people? How would you describe this?
Well, I would describe this as unity. Everyone is the same in a sense, you see. There is the essence of God in everyone. This is the reason why we should treat people well.
Thank you. Can you share with us then the Hindu belief in God?
Well, Hindus believe in one God, contrary to how some people perceive Hinduism. It is not about idol worship. The idols in Hindu temple are representative of different characteristics of the same God. God allow us to relate to him in different forms. The idol represents aspects of God to us.
Aha, I see. So before we end our podcast today, can you share with us how Hindus see people of other faiths?
Ah, yes. Even though they are different, they all reach the same goal, just in a different way. Mm. It is up to the individual to follow whatever path to God they find, you know. Mm. It might even be that God chooses your religion for you. There are many understandings, and some people, I mean, although mistaken, about the exclusive claims for the religion, are all on the same path, like the rest of us. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you. That brings us to the end of our conversation today, Shaini. Thank you so much for sharing something of your Hindu tradition with A Spectator's Guide to World Religions. Until next time, my name is Ryan McBride. This series of A Spectator's Guide to World Religions is brought to you by Simon Smart and the people at Christian Education Publications.